This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean silly? I mean that's real news.
It was fight night in the NBA last night, apparently, between the Detroit Pistons and the Charlotte Hornets and pretty much everybody else. It was in the third quarter. Four players were ejected from this game. You had Musa Diabate, Miles Bridges going at it. Detroit, they got tossed. Detroit's Jalen Duren and then Isaiah Stewart came off the bench to throw some haymakers. He got tossed. Hornets coach Charles Lee was ejected in the fourth quarter after he had to be restrained from going after an official while arguing a call. Duren had the ball. He was driving toward the basket. Then he was fouled by Diabate. Duren turned around to get face-to-face with Musa. The two appeared to butt heads. And Duren pushed Musa in the face with his open right hand, starting a confrontation that lasted more than 30 seconds. There was like police on the floor for a moment. And then Tobias Harris was holding Musa back. Diabate threw a punch at Duren. Duren walked away. And then Bridges charged at him, throwing a left-handed punch. So Duren retaliated with another punch. Diabate attempted to charge again at Duren. He had to be held back. And then Stewart left the bench to confront Bridges, who responded with another punch. And then they tussled. Stewart got Bridges in a headlock. Trying to keep all this straight, wrote it all down. And there was a lot of left-handed punches. And Duren said, yeah, it was an overly competitive game. Yeah, I'll say so. I thought it was funny. Duncan Robinson can be seen on camera. As soon as it really started to get bad, the dude just turned around, walked away. He's like, I'm good. This is out of control. Malice at the Palace type stuff, man. This was like Carmelo Anthony, Nuggets, Knicks stuff. It was the Knicks, I think. This was a bad one. Kind of entertaining, but man, that was crazy if you go back and watch that. I had to watch like 14 times. There were so many punches being thrown in this game.
Never go head-to-head with a guy named Musa.
No, probably not. And the commentators even said, dude, I've never seen Musa like that ever. So obviously, hands to the face. Really got him worked up. That was absolutely crazy. Okay, we're talking free agents here. Free agent, impending free agent tight end, David Njoku, who played his first 9 years in the NFL with the Browns, will not return officially. There's no chance of him returning to Cleveland in 2026. He wrote in an Instagram post Monday night, "The time for me to find a new home has come, and all I can think of is just the gratefulness in my heart. The city of Cleveland will be forever my home." He's 29. He was obviously a guy that his name kept coming up, trade rumors and all that, ultimately remained in Cleveland for the rest of last season. He was in November. He said, "I'm not going anywhere." And then he did the whole Wolf of Wall Street deal. "I ain't blanking leaving." So there's a free agent, Mike. David Njoku, tight end. That's a big-time position of need for the Broncos. He had 33. He played 12 games last year, so not a complete season. 33 receptions on 48 targets, 293 yards, and four touchdowns. Now, his best year was 2023. He had 81 receptions for 882 yards and six touchdowns. Is that a guy that you would want the Broncos to go after? He's been in the league already since 2017. It's crazy he's already been in the league that long. Is that a guy Denver should give a call? Call his agent, see what it would take to get him here. Now, his numbers, like, they're not bad. I mean, Evan Ingram had 50 receptions for 461 yards and a touchdown. How do you feel about both options? Now, I'll be honest, I don't know about Njoku's blocking ability. I'm not sure on that. Sorry, I don't watch ton of Browns games, Michael. I know, Shedeur Sanders and all that, but didn't watch a ton of Browns games. How is his blocking ability at this age would be the question. Do you pair him with an Evan Ingram? Now, there's Broncos have some free agents here, and when you look at their tight ends, Evan Ingram was their leader, certainly, 50 receptions, 461 yards, and a tutty. Then Adam Trautman, 20 receptions for 195 yards and a touchdown. Obviously, Sean Payton kind of likes his blocking ability a little bit more. They do those jumbo packages. You saw Frank Crum in a lot of those jumbo packages. In fact, he got a touchdown in the playoffs against the Bills, against a fellow Wyoming guy. Is that a name that Denver should target? Now, looking around at the free agents, you know, that guy certainly would move up the ladder there, but he's not like a, is he a top tier must have free agent like a Breece Hall at running back? Or securing your own guy on the defensive side, John Franklin Myers, who was in the top 10 of gettable free agents for any team in the NFL. I don't know, Mike. I mean, decent numbers, like okay numbers last year. He's shown that he can put together a really good season. But is it fair to say the quarterback situation has been kind of rough? Now, he played with Baker Mayfield a lot. And if you look at his timeline of when did Baker Mayfield leave the Browns? That one I'd be curious to know.
I don't think he left the Browns. I think he was pushed.
When whatever he left, he moved on in some fashion. Yeah, he was pushed. Okay, his last year for Cleveland was 2021. So he played with Njoku from up to 2021, and that year he had 36 receptions, 475 yards, and four touchdowns. Yeah, I don't know. Now, that name came up a lot around the trade deadline, Mike. Is that somebody that you would want to go after? You know, he had, who was his quarterback in the 2023 season? That would have been Joe Flacco, right? That was Joe Flacco throwing the ball to him. 81 receptions, 882 yards, and six touchdowns. Put him on the Broncos. Is that a guy that could connect well with Bo? Good season that year with a Joe Flacco who was trying. It was mainly Joe Flacco. Then it will. Deshaun played five games. Joe played five games. You had P.J. Walker in. You had Dorian Thompson-Robinson. So in that season, in his best season, Mike, he played with five different quarterbacks. So is it fair to say that the quarterback carousel makes it a bit unfair to judge his entire body of work with the Cleveland Browns and that maybe he could still get some real production in the back half of his career?
Yeah, I think... being on the Browns Like, you look at Baker Mayfield, he got better, except maybe this last season. He was still great.
First half was pretty good. First half was pretty good for him this year.
Yeah, he's like one of the exceptions. But the Browns don't do well with real, actual athletes.
So would you go after this guy?
Is this a dude you'd
want to go after?
I might. You'd have to look at blocking ability. Maybe attitude, but attitude can be overcome if he's getting the ball. And that's the question. Is he going to get the ball a lot?
I'm just looking. He's quite a bit down the list of hot market free agents.
You could get him for cheap.
Could you? Yeah, I suppose you could. Yeah, I mean, this goes back to the whole question of, do you go with a running back, or do you go? My fear with going with a running back, and I did the whole minute on this, Mike, is, are you confident that Sean Payton would utilize a guy that you're going to pay big money to? Because what is Breece Hall worth? You know, that one, when you look at the market for top tier running backs in the league, you got it. You look at, you know, the Christian McCaffreys, obviously the Saquon Barkleys. Those guys are making a lot of money. Saquon's around $20 million a year. Christian McCaffrey is $19 million a year. Derrick Henry's at 15. Then you have Jonathan Taylor. Alvin Kamara is at 12. Josh Jacobs. I'm guessing Breece Hall's going to be a guy that's around that 15, wouldn't you say? 15 to 19?
He's going to make top dollar.
How about Kenneth Walker? He did 1,000 yards, which 1,000 yards is kind of that's the line to get over of a good running back. Is it a great running back? Is 1,000 yards a great running back? No. But he wasn't the starter to start the season. He got more and more carries as this thing went along.
And he performed.
So is he, I mean, he's Super Bowl MVP now. So does that make his price tag go up? Does the Super Bowl alone make his price tag go up?
Look, this Seahawks aren't going to let him go.
I wouldn't scratch him off. I'm going to ask Hugh Millen that in about an hour. Because we have interest there. But the question is, do you want to pay a guy $15 to $20 million to a coach that has to write down, run the ball on a play sheet, to a coach that J.K. Dobbins was lucky if he got 17 carries. Now, some of that could have been preservation, but I don't believe that. I think that's just the way Sean operates now. I mean, when we look at his time at the Saints, he had some good running backs, but he had two or three guys at any given time that could go, hey, you're getting 13 this game, you're getting 10, you're getting 7. He didn't necessarily have one of those bell cow guys that he wanted to just constantly go to. Now, his time with Alvin Kamara, he utilized him a lot out of the backfield throwing him the football. That's my reservation on Denver paying top money to one of those Travis Etienne Jr. Same kind of thing. How much money would those guys, how much money are we talking when you're looking at these tight ends?
That's why I think body of work, I don't, as far as Sean Payton, body of play calling, I don't trust that he's going to use the running back enough. So I'm not going to put money on the running back. It's either got to be a wide receiver, or it's got to be a tight end. And he's forgetting about some of the wide receivers that they have, and some of your wide receivers have been hurt. I'd still like to see another wide receiver because I'm disappointed in the crew that we had. Maybe didn't utilize the best of the crew that we had, but I would like to see another tight end, I think.
The question on Kenneth Walker that I just saw like on Fox Sports this morning was like, can he clear $10 million a year on a new contract? $10 million a year. So are we talking, how much are we talking? 10 to 15 then? So those guys that I just mentioned, are we going too high on those guys? Because there's only two guys that are around the 20s. That's Saquon Barkley and that's Christian McCaffrey. Rightfully so, for the most part. Weird year for Saquon. But the top 10, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Joe Mixon is at 9.8. Aaron Jones is at 10. Do you value Walker, Breece Hall, Travis Etienne? Probably, I guess to be fair, 10 to 15, but we're talking a Super Bowl MVP who just got better as the season went along. But my hesitation here is you pay a guy all this money and you just don't use him the way that you're supposed to use him. That would be the concern. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I mean, it was Charbonnet who was getting most of the carries last season, and then this season started with him. Walker had a 105-yard game in the second game of the season, and then it was 38. Then they didn't run the ball really well. But as they kind of went along, it was definitely a 1-2 punch by the Seahawks. Is Walker a bell cow type of running back? You know, and in the they beat Pittsburgh 31-17, second game of the season. Walker had 13 carries, but Charbonnet had 15 carries. If I'm giving a guy 10 plus, I'm expecting him to shoulder a load a good chunk of the season, because I'm not going to put that on J.K. Dobbins. I don't know if I trust R.J. Harvey, so I'm wanting him to get a good chunk of carries. You know, just a random game against the Rams that they lost, didn't happen very often. He carried it 16 times for 67 yards. And I also look at a guy like Javonte Williams, Mike. Javonte Williams, what did he do in Denver with Sean Payton? I mean, he was battling back from an injury, but he never got rolling. Then what did he do when he went to Dallas? He's going to get paid now. He's going to make some good money now.
Good for him.
Yeah, he ran for 1,200 yards and 11 touchdowns. He was a big-time fantasy football producer this year. He's never ran for 1,000 yards in his career. He ran for 900 his rookie year. And then in 2 years with the Broncos under Sean Payton, he played 4 years with the Broncos, but 2 years under Sean Payton, he had 774 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then 513 yards and 4 touchdowns. And then the very next year, gets way more carries, and he ran for 1,200 yards and had 11 touchdowns. Also caught 35 balls for 137 yards and 2 touchdowns as well. So that's my hesitation, and it's, you know, we're talking about tight ends, we're talking about running backs, who's the most valuable to go after. Receiver's probably the safest bet. Now, again, we talked about certain attitudes. Do you want to invite into the locker room? And you'd have to go through and vet that process, because they don't have any selfish guys on their roster right now. They just don't have them. Sean Payton doesn't deal with that. So there's a good and a bad for any one of these free agents you're talking about. When you're talking tight ends, the Kyle Pitts, like Kyle had a monster year. Guy's going to get paid wherever he ends up going. If he stays, he's going to get paid. If he goes, he's going to get paid. And Njoku's kind of he was a good tight end. Was he a victim of just a lot of quarterbacks throwing him the football and the Browns just historically not being that good? And then at the running back position, you just worry. Javonte Williams is one of those. Case in point, didn't really do much with Denver, and then he goes to Dallas, and he's like a household name. Do you want to pay $10 to $15 million for a Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker or a Travis Etienne Jr. All things to think about 25 minutes after the hour. And we'll talk to Hugh Millen about that on the other side. That'll be one of the points we bring up, but also just his thoughts following this team with Sam Darnold, with Mike McDonald, with a defense that was just lights out. We'll get into all that. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
There you go, Mike. Yeah.
We're the singers to them. And so do
I. Why would you ruin that? Why would you ruin that?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Did you know there's a volcano in Seattle?
Okay, are we doing this the whole show now? Is that what we're going to do? Is that it? The whole show?
Technically,
we're going to do the volcano
nuts,
thing?
Yeah.
Can you, you used it already. It wasn't that funny when you did it in the first hour, but now you're going to just keep pouring it on.
Yes.
No. Let me tell you guys about this special election ballot. You guys have heard a lot about this. February 3rd through February 23rd. Special election happening this February. About the vote no on 1A, vote yes on 1A. Yes vote is removing zoning ordinance 30 of Catalyst. It's the Cascadia Project. No vote means to keep existing. So no means yes, keep going. Yes means no, don't do it. Very confusing. Ballots must be received by 7 o'clock on the 24th of February to be counted. Postmarks not accepted. If you want to get more details on what it is you're voting for or against, go to greeleyco.gov for more details. First advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Kevin Pelton of ESPN had a long article about the Lakers and Luka and what they're going to do and blah, 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 blah. Long stuff that's just disgusting because the Lakers are disgusting. He made a point here, though, that I made sure to highlight. He's talking about restricted free agency and what the Lakers could do. Restricted free agency is trickier for teams such as the Lakers that can't afford to wait out the matching period. But Denver Nuggets forward Peyton Watson, he notes, an L.A. area native who played at UCLA, might be gettable via sign and trade because of Denver's tax situation. First off, why did the Lakers just always feel like they can get everybody? They just always, oh, that's a good player. We're going to go get him. And I loved my old producer, Vay, for many reasons. He could produce. He was really intelligent, smart guy, good-looking dude, didn't talk about Star Trek all the time. Like, all those things. But what Michael has over him is he doesn't have this superiority Lakers thing going on. Because Vay would always do that. Vay would always come on and be like, oh, Joker's going to be a Laker. Oh, Jamal Murray's going to be a Laker. Whoever's good's going to be a Laker. And here they go again. Peyton Watson, he's going to be a Laker. In this case, he is an L.A. native. But that's why I hate the Lakers so much, man. That was a compliment I paid to you just then. It doesn't seem like it at first, but if you let that sit for a little bit, you're going to realize that was a great compliment.
It's a backhanded compliment.
Or just backhanded. I just guess
this or underhanded.
This is why, like, you say, oh, the Raiders, I hate the Raiders. Dude, the Raiders suck. The Raiders are terrible. Nobody cares about the Raiders. The Lakers are the ones that are constantly like, we're better than Denver. We can get anybody we want at any given time, and we're always contenders. Everything they do is annoying. Even Luka's getting on my nerves now, and I like Luka. Our boy, Dalton Connect, is over there. I used to like J.J. Barea. I do not like these guys. No, I hate the Lakers. That's my sports hate, Mike. The Raiders are irrelevant. They're irrelevant.
I still hate them.
Yeah, I know you do, but that's cute. The Lakers are the ones that piss me off.
I'm starting to like the Lakers more.
Why? If you like the Lakers, Mike, wanted ad goes back out. We pulled it because you were okay. But we pulled it, so I'll put it right back out there if you want to keep this Lakers thing going on.
I just want to let you know, back when I was a Sonics fan, when they existed, I did hate the Lakers the most.
There you go. There you go. Let that flow through you, okay?
They're just annoying, and Lakers fans are annoying. They're the most annoying fan base in basketball.
Yeah, I could probably go with you there. They're probably the worst fan base in all the NBA.
Yeah, with football, it's debatable. You could say Seahawks fans. You could say Raiders
really
fans, depending on...
Yeah, I don't really have a fan base that pisses me off in the NFL.
I do. There are several.
I don't know.
Patriots fans get on my nerves sometimes.
When do you deal with these fans?
Cowboys fans.
Where are you when you talk to these fans? You always tell me. You don't have an X account. So where are you dealing with these fans?
I know a lot of people.
You don't know. You know like seven people, and six of them are your family members. So I don't know when you say, oh, Patriots fans really pissed me. What do they do? When do you see Patriots fans? When you're walking from here to your house or from here to Blackjack Pizza?
I do love pizza.
When are you seeing these fans? I'm curious because I don't run into them, and I'm all over the damn place.
You're all over the damn place in your car.
Correct. I can get to places.
I mean, I see people wearing non-Bronco stuff, and it's offensive.
Where?
Like everywhere. In the,
okay.
The store.
And they're mean to you? They're cocky? They're what?
No, I see them.
So they're terrible
fans
because
don't always strike up conversations, but if you're next to them.
So they're terrible fans because they wear the swag or whatever from their favorite teams?
It's annoying that they do that, but I don't judge too much unless they're a Raider fan.
Well, you do.
You just
said that the Patriots fans drive me crazy. Like, when's the last Patriot fan you talked to? When's the last one you talked to?
That was a while ago.
Like, you don't Dave Portnoy, the Barstool Sports guy? He's insufferable. He does that on purpose, though. I don't know. I don't really run into a lot of Patriots fans.
I like Mike Portnoy better.
Okay. What is that?
He's a drummer.
Okay. For?
A progressive metal band.
All right. Thanks.
Pretty awesome drummer.
Okay. Nobody cares. Eastside Chris, my God, I hope Micah passed that stone when you were singing earlier.
What do you think I was trying to do?
How's that situation going?
Well, I don't have one loaded yet. It's in the
still
chamber.
Still working on it. Really?
In the chamber, but it's not being. I apparently have several hanging on the kidneys.
You're gonna be like what's his face? Who's the bad guy in Avengers with the glove?
Which one?
The glove
oh,
guy.
Thanos.
You're like Thanos. Instead of Infinity Stones, you're trying to collect all the Master Kidney Stones.
So I thought at one point maybe I would have a world record for kidney stones.
Yeah, I think you're
and
on
then
your
I
way.
Looked it up and. The world record is actually several thousand.
And what number are we on right now?
Well, I've passed 29.
That's a lot, though.
That is a lot.
I mean, we'll get you there. Keep slamming that Mountain Dew, and you'll get to that first 100.
I'll have you know that I did have some vegetables yesterday.
Is that supposed to help? Don't you have to, like, trick yourself into eating vegetables? Don't you have to mix it into, like, a bowl of something you like? Kind of like what you have to do with, like, a dog or a pet or something?
Yeah, there's some vanilla-flavored protein stuff, and then And then I put some yogurt in there. By the way, Greek yogurt is awful.
Are you like a dog, though, when you mix it in there? And you
yes.
You're like, I clearly know there's something in there, but I know there's also something good. I can't do this. I'm so hungry, though. I'm going to do it anyway, but it's disgusting.
Yeah, I am like an animal with that. I have to hide it in my food.
I think the worst, I'm sorry, but the worst fan base, and I know you're all over, you're man of the town. You're a man of the people. Michael out on the town. It's Lakers fans. And it's not just because of Vay. Vay was my guy. We're still friends. But his like, we can get anybody we want because people want to go to L.A. Even Joker.
That is true.
I mean, it's not true.
People do want to go to L.A.
Not
they love
everybody,
the prestige.
Not everybody wants that. That doesn't mean everything to everybody. To just
a lot
go
of
to
people
L.A.
Do.
Well, good for them. Go on. And Peyton Watson might. He might. Go play with Luka. Go play with the Jameses. Or you could stay. You could, if the Nuggets could figure it out. The Hammer tweeted me and said, Brady, a challenge. Whereas I challenge you, Brady, how do you keep Watson without going into the second apron? You also have a first and second round pick to factor in, plus Jones's contract when he is converted. Well, Jones' contract isn't going to be much, and he has been converted. You got to trade, man. You got to move some pieces around. Now, you can't trade Christian Brown today, but once you hit the offseason, if you can get some kind of assurance that Peyton Watson would sign with you, do you make moves? You couldn't get rid of Zeke Nagy's contract before the trade deadline. Is Jonas Valanciunas coming back? I mean, they might have worked out, because remember that whole thing? It was like he was kind of negative. He was wanting to, where was he wanting to play? In Greece or something? And it was a rumor maybe, and then he came here and he's like, no, I want to be here. But still, you wonder, because there's $10 million on the books for him. And no, I won't move Aaron Gordon. Mm-mm. Joker's untouchable. Jamal's untouchable. Gordon's untouchable. Can you move Cameron Johnson? Can you move Jonas? Can you move Christian Brown? And who is somebody that you want to? Like, if Christian Brown plays, last night he looked a lot more like he did in the past before he got his contract extension. So then that becomes do you want to move on from him? If you could, if his stock goes up, then you're going to, guys need to play. Guys need to go. Like Cameron Johnson and Christian Brown, you got to be good. If you're good, then you have a wonderful problem to have. Either we'll just ride it out with these guys, bye-bye Peyton Watson, or they're so good that their trade value is actually pretty good, and their interest is pretty good, and you could move off of some contracts in the offseason, but you'd have to have a good idea that Peyton Watson would want to stick with you, and that's sticky, those are sticky situations, sticky conversations to have. Here comes the airplane, Micah. You say, Chris. Faith says, I remember when you and Vay got into it about the Lakers stuff all the time. It was great. Yeah, it was. He just... Some of the stuff, man. That's the thing. Some of the Lakers fans, they just drive me absolutely insane. They're the worst fan base in the history of the world. 12:43 the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Based on your weird knowledge of not talking to anyone.
I mean, Cowboys fans can be pretty bad. Agree with me on that.
Yeah, maybe growing up. I don't know. I don't know.
We're America's team.
That was a marketing thing created by them.
Well, okay, it worked. That's what you said. No, it was a marketing thing.
It's a marketing thing.
Well, it worked.
But they're not America's team.
Well, you don't think the Broncos orange sundaes? Like, you don't think that kind of stuff is marketing? Blue and orange? No fly zone? You don't think nicknaming yourself and your units on your team is some kind of a marketing gimmick? It all is.
It's orange and blue.
Well, the Sunday orange when John Elway came out. It's going to be orange Sunday. Everyone's wearing their orange. That's a marketing thing, Mike. They all do it. Sometimes it sticks. And that one stuck because they also won a boatload of Super Bowls.
But right, it's offensive because they're not America's team.
Who's America's
America
team?
America has a bunch of different teams.
Who's America's team?
America doesn't have one.
Nobody
one
has that moniker. Nobody has that nickname except for the Dallas Cowboys.
They claimed it, and it's false.
Well, I'm just saying. 44 minutes after the hour. Can we take a break? Is that okay with you? Can we take a break?
Let's talk about volcanoes next.
Let's take a break. 44 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
You're looking to make some changes, maybe some big changes, maybe just little changes, maybe not slam so many Mountain Dews all the time. Foundation Sports Nutrition, they're a new locally owned nutrition supplement business in Greeley, just down the road here from the station. They're across from Wells Fargo and Sonic, 10th Street and 59th Avenue. They offer nutrition consultations, plans, seminars, but all the best products. They're making sure they go out and find the best products for you. There's so many people. You start lifting weights, and you're like, oh, I have to start doing the protein shake thing. So what do? You go into your nearest Max Muscle, or you go online, and you just find something that says, major protein, it's going to make you freaking awesome, man. It doesn't always work like that. You need somebody to actually sit down with you and go through your body type. What kind of workouts are you doing? Are you lifting like a bodybuilder? Or are you just lifting to exercise? Are you running? Are you doing yoga? Whatever. There's so many different types of nutrition, vitamins, supplements that could work perfect for you. But your problem is you get lazy and you just want to go online and find it. I was that same guy until I met Foundation Sports Nutrition. And man, let me tell you, the stuff I've been taking is amazing. I feel like a million bucks. So Foundation Sports Nutrition here in Greeley. Check them out online at foundationsportsnutrition.com. We'll be right back.
Hear the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up in the final hour of the show, we got buy or sell. Also, Seattle Seahawks insider Hugh Millen going to join us. I look forward to that conversation. Is Kenneth Walker gettable for the Broncos? We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.